Good day, everyone. Thank you for watching this presentation on Swiss Re's full year 2016 results. I'm David Cole, Swiss Re's Group CFO. Today's presentation will cover our financial performance in 2016 and our business outlook for 2017. Swiss Re had a good performance in 2016, demonstrating the solid foundation of our long-term earnings. The group achieved a net income of $3.6 billion U.S. dollars, with all business units contributing positively to the result. There was also a strong contribution from our investments, with an ROI of 3.4%. In 2016, the group ROE was above our over-the-cycle target. P&C Reinsurance delivered a good result in a challenging environment, with an ROE of 16.4%. Life and Health Reinsurance continued to report good results, with an ROE of 12.8%. Corporate Solutions experienced a challenging year and reported an ROE of 6%. Life Capital delivered a strong performance across all metrics, with an ROE of 10.4%. Our group capitalization remained very strong throughout the year, allowing us to actively reinvest in our businesses and distribute significant capital to shareholders. The expected FINMA changes on capital cost recognition went into effect in January this year. These changes had a positive impact on our group SST ratio, but leave our capital requirement for our 100% SST ratio unchanged. We adjusted our group SST respectability level to 220%, and we remain comfortably above it. Based on our strong capital position and our business performance, the board will propose to the AGM 2017 a regular dividend of 4.85 francs Rappen, as well as a new share buyback program. These capital actions enable our shareholders to continue to benefit from our performance and success. On this slide, you'll find the usual overview of key figures. I will not walk you through this slide. However, I would like to highlight that higher unrealized gains increased shareholders' equity during 2016. Now let's move on to P&C Re's results. P&C Reinsurance delivered good results in 2016, despite a challenging environment. After several years with benign Nat Cat environment, the large loss experienced in 2016, such as the Canadian wildfires, Hurricane Matthew, and the earthquake in New Zealand, reminded us that large catastrophic losses do occur. Despite these events, we delivered a good return on equity of 16.4% for the year, supported by favorable prior year development and investment results. We profitably grew the business, leveraging our capability to differentiate and close attractive large and tailored transactions. Our direct access to clients who value our risk knowledge, as well as our very strong capital base, enabled us to navigate the pricing environment and ensure that we deliver on our over-the-cycle ROE target. Moving to life and health reinsurance, I'm pleased to report that in 2016, life and health reinsurance once again delivered on its ROE target. The business segment continues to report good results, demonstrating the sustainability of the performance. Our premium growth reflects the attractive opportunities that we are able to realize, in particular through large transactions in the Americas, successful renewals, and new business wins in Asia. The net operating margin of life and health reinsurance remains solid, underlying the quality of our in-force book and the profitability of the new business. Corporate Solutions experienced a challenging year in 2016. Results were impacted by the continued pricing pressure and large man-made losses, in particular casualty losses in North America. As a result, and as anticipated, the underlying combined ratio for the year exceeded the estimate provided at the beginning of the year. The ROE for the year is below our over-the-cycle target range. As the business unit currently mainly underwrites excess layer business, its results are exposed to a relatively high degree of volatility. Corporate Solutions continue to pursue its disciplined growth strategy. In 2016, we bought IHC Risk Solutions in the U.S., opened an office in Kuala Lumpur, obtained an insurance license in Hong Kong, and signed an agreement with Bradesco Seguros, which once completed, will make us a leading commercial large risk insurer in Brazil. Life Capital's performance in 2016 was strong across all metrics, supported by an underlying performance in line with our expectations and net realized gains from the Guardian derivative portfolio. Although we significantly reduced the Guardian derivative position during the year in order to optimize it under Solvency II, we maintained some exposure for ALM purposes. Gross cash generation was strong, driven by management actions and despite the negative impact from falling interest rates in the UK across the year. Having delivered more than $720 million US of gross cash generation in 2016, we're well on track to generate the expected gross cash generation until 2018. With the completion of the Part 7 transfer in respect of Guardian in December 2016, the team achieved an important milestone, which positions the business unit well to realize the remaining synergies from the transaction going forward. Life Capital delivered an ROE of 10.4% for 2016, well above our 6-8% midterm target range. Our asset management team generated another strong return for 2016, continuing with its solid track record. The result is largely driven by net investment income, as well as realized gains from fixed income and equity sales. Average invested assets increased versus the prior year, mainly reflecting net asset inflows from Guardian and large transactions, as well as a positive impact from overall interest rate movements. The main portfolio changes during 2016 included a relative increase in credit allocation stemming from transactions and a reduction of our equity portfolio. The level of realized losses from impairments remained very low relative to the size of the total investment portfolio. This reflects our continued focus on high-quality investments, driven by our strong investment platform and prudent approach. Finally, our fixed income running yield remains strong, particularly in light of the current yield environment. With the increase in interest rates in the fourth quarter, we expect our running yield to be more or less stable in 2017. Details on our U.S. GAAP common shareholders' equity are on slide 11. The increase due to our net income and unrealized gains was partially offset by dividends paid, the share buyback programs, and foreign exchange translation adjustments. Let's move on to our business outlook for 2017. At our Investor Day last December, we introduced our near-term priorities, building on our strategic framework. As you heard us saying, risk knowledge is at the core of Swiss Re's competitive advantage and differentiation. The creation of the Swiss Re Institute strengthens this component of our strategy. We will use our risk knowledge to allocate capital and invest in attractive risk pools in four strategic areas. In reinsurance, our ability to write large and tailored transactions is a strong differentiator, offering profitable opportunities for growth. Corporate Solutions will continue its path of disciplined growth, and Life Capital creates alternative access to life and health risk for Swiss Re. Finally, we've established a strong presence in high-growth markets, and we intend to build on our leadership position. Let's now look at the individual business units' outlooks for 2017 in more detail. Approximately 55% of our P&C treaty book renews in January. It was another challenging renewal for our teams, as we continue to see rate decreases in property and specialty lines, although to a lesser extent than previously. Casualty rates overall remain more stable, with varying trends for different markets and products. The premium volume of our renewals decreased by 18% as we stuck to our underwriting discipline and reduced capacity in almost all segments, including our exposure to Chinese motor business. Our overall risk-adjusted price quality stands at 101%, exceeding the hurdle rate to achieve our targeted group ROE of 700 basis points above risk-free. Based on the January renewals, we estimate our combined ratio for P&C reinsurance to be around 100% in 2017, assuming a normal level of large losses. The increase of our estimate from last year is due to the continued rate declines and changes in business mix. As you know, we don't price business based on combined ratios, but rather on an economic basis, including capital cost and discounting cash flow patterns using risk-free interest rates. The market remains challenging, but our differentiation approach, our risk knowledge, and the ability to shift capital to the most profitable risk pools provides us with a sustainable competitive advantage. Our view on the life and health industry remains positive. Across all regions, we are responding to the expanding need for life and health protection driven by aging societies and we will apply our experience to help reduce the protection gap. In mature markets, we see a strong focus on capital risk and balance sheet optimization, leading to opportunities for large transactions. In high-growth markets, we expect to see continued strong increases in primary life, and in particular health businesses, while cession rates are expected to be stable. On this basis, we remain committed to our return on equity target of 10 to 12% in this segment over the cycle. Corporate Solutions will continue to navigate the difficult market environment, keeping its focus on portfolio steering to ensure profitability. Prices for commercial insurance are under significant pressure, with many segments operating at unsustainable rate levels. In this environment, underwriting discipline remains key, and management is taking actions such as reducing deployed capacity in certain excess layer segments. We remain positive about the long-term prospect of a growing commercial insurance market, and in particular in the opportunities offered to us by expanding into the primary lead sector to increase our differentiated value proposition. Our leading brand, strong claims commitment, and our investment in technology position us well to benefit from opportunities in the commercial insurance market. Considering Corporate Solutions' continued investment in growth and the currently challenging market conditions, we estimate the combined ratio to be around 103% in 2017, assuming a normal level of large losses. The business unit remains committed to delivering a return on equity of 10 to 15% over the cycle. Life Capital shows a healthy pipeline of opportunities and provides Swiss Re with alternative access to attractive life and health risk pools. In the closed book business, ReAssure will continue to stay focused on opportunities in the UK. The pipeline remains promising, and all opportunities are accessed for appropriate return profiles. In the open book segment, Ellipse Life and iptiQ are well positioned to execute on our growth strategy. With Ellipse Life, we will accelerate growth in group life and health business in existing core markets in Europe and other selected markets. With iptiQ, we will leverage our digital capabilities to grow our policy count further. For all of our activities, we invest heavily in technology to power growth, offering solutions across the value chain. We're on track for gross cash generation to reach $1.4 to $1.7 billion U.S. dollars between 2016 and 2018, and our midterm ROE target range for the business unit remains 6 to 8%. Our overall asset allocation continues to be well aligned with our business mix and our economic outlook. With our global footprint, we achieve a high level of diversification in the portfolio across multiple currencies and asset classes. The portfolio is essentially matched from a duration perspective, and we fully integrated the Guardian portfolio in the group's strategic asset allocation. Over the last several years, our credit portfolio has increased, driven by both asset rebalancing and by the Guardian acquisition. As credit has generally performed well over this period, this change contributed positively to the group's results. Alongside our high-quality portfolio, we also have continued to increase our exposure to additional asset classes, such as real estate and loan investments. Our business performance and strong capitalization allow us to propose another significant capital distribution. At the upcoming AGM, the board will propose a regular dividend of 4.85 francs per share, which represents an increase of more than 5% from last year's regular dividend. The board will also seek authorization for a new public share buyback program of up to 1 billion Swiss francs purchase value to be executed before the AGM 2018. As in the past, the new program will be subject to the availability of 2017 excess capital and regulatory approval. Any decision to launch the program will take into account major loss events and potential opportunities meeting our strategic and financial objectives. In that regard, our capital management priorities remain unchanged. We aim to ensure superior capitalization, grow the regular dividend with long-term earnings, deploy capital to attractive opportunities, and repatriate further excess capital to shareholders. While there are short-term challenges in the industry, the long-term outlook for assessing risk pools is very positive. With our strategic framework and near-term priorities, Swiss Re is well positioned to face these challenges and meet our group financial targets over the cycle. They are supported by a business unit's profitability targets, which remain unchanged. To encourage your long-term view on our performance, and following recent changes in financial reporting practices in Europe, we will adjust the format of our financial reporting for the first and third quarters. Going forward, we will report concise information on key financial metrics and business developments during these quarters in the press releases and cease publishing full quarterly reports. We will maintain our quarterly conference calls with investors and analysts, as well as our first half and full year financial reports and investor presentations. We look forward to reporting to you under this new format throughout the year. Thank you for watching this video on Swiss Re's 2016 annual results.